Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, here we go. It is Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, and we go to New York City for this story, Jones. They got a bit of a contest going on. Let's find out what happened.
Okay. The winner of the latest celebrity lookalike competition here in New York City.
Celebrity lookalike. Oh. It's a celebrity lookalike contest. Before we find out who the celebrity is and who won, have you ever been... Has anybody ever described you as like, hey, you look like so-and-so, a celebrity? Not just, hey, you look like a golem or a...
No.
Yeah, no, but like...
A celebrity?
Like a celebrity. Like, hey, you kind of look like...
Joe YL looks like the love child of you and I, according to the Twitch chat.
That's true.
Why do you say it like that?
Joe YL.
I don't know why I said that.
Joe Wild.
I'm sorry.
Joe Wild looks like a love child between us.
Yes.
That's unfortunate for him.
A celebrity? No. How about you?
Yeah, so in college, some people thought I looked like Steve-O.
Oh, nice.
Which I'll take. I think it's because I have like, kind of like big bug eyes sometimes. I think if I shaved my head, I might look a little bit like Steve-O.
Nice.
Which at first I was like, I don't know if that's insulting or a compliment. I'm just like, oh, I'll take it.
Get a tattoo of yourself on your back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should get a tattoo of Steve-O.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Could do that.
It's going to be him with his Connect jersey on.
Yeah, right. Me and my new sweet City Connect.
Yeah.
Sox are 9-2, by the way, since I got the City Connect.
And?
The Phillies are 1-0 since I got the City Connect.
And minus one star.
Well, what do you mean?
Devers.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I didn't trade him, and they won.
They've never lost a game without Devers.
They're now in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Courtesy of the City Connect. What about Nick? You got any celebrity lookalikes?
I don't think so, no.
Come on. Billy?
Every famous fat guy ever. But no, Kevin James.
Kevin James. King of Queens.
He said an individual used to work with.
If he does spin the hat around,
used to refer to him,
look like that.
Used to refer to you as Kevin James routinely.
Yeah. Hey, look, there goes Doug Heffernan. All right, we get it, buddy.
When that meme was making the rounds, the King of Queens, like we should have had one of Billy.
Yeah,
that would have been the show's
hands
meme.
In the pocket or whatever
hands
it was.
In the pocket. Yeah.
Classic button-down shirt over T-shirt. Look.
Yeah.
Nice.
And like a fat guy cover-up.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be good. All right, so let's see.
Okay, so we have a celebrity.
Do you want to take a guess on what this celebrity contest was?
Yes. They just did a Conan O'Brien one here, right? Wasn't there a Conan O'Brien one on the Common they just did like the other weekend?
Did a Conan O'Brien. They did a Tom Brady one here.
They did. That was at Time Out Market. I'm going to guess this is like a coordinated Conan one. There must have been one in New York for Conan as well.
Male or female?
Male.
I'm guessing male.
This is male. Yeah. You saying Conan or the person here? Thanks to Dice, he says, no, Keith, you don't look like Steve-O. You just acted like a jackass.
Burn.
Possible. That's possible.
You're
that could
stiff.
Be what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about this?
Huh?
According to the text line, which I believe everything that they say, Charlie Chaplin once entered a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest and lost.
Nice.
So that's a fun joke
like,
right
sir,
there.
Sir, you don't look like Charlie Chaplin.
Of the latest celebrity lookalike competition here in New York City. It went to a Brooklyn dad right on Father's Day. How fitting this gentleman right here. He apparently looks a lot like Pedro Pascal. Look at that.
He does.
Pedro Pascal. We were just talking about Pedro Pascal on the highly popular Dork podcast.
Yeah.
He's in everything right now.
In too much?
Sick brag, bro.
Nice.
Lucky. No, he is... I don't think so. So some people are saying, hey, it's too much. The guy, he's got to stop taking roles. Why? Apple, why would you?
Apple, oh, no, no.
You don't know when it's going to burn out. No. I don't blame him for any of this.
Sound business decision, yes. But like, are you like, boy, he's in another, I got to watch another
he's
Pedro Pascal thing.
Actor, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is a little overexposed.
Yeah, there you go.
But.
Nice.
All right. What channel is that on?
Watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, dude. So it started really for me. The first time I ever saw him was Game of Thrones. Uh-huh. He played an awesome character that had sort of like a small arc, but he was incredible. And then he's really just the voice in The Mandalorian. A lot of times that's not even him in the suit. So he's really just voicing that, which I think kind of helps like the overexposure. Because if you watch that show, you don't actually see his face except for one episode.
Yeah, good point.
And then Fantastic Four is not even out yet. They're just marketing it a lot. He was in Gladiator 2. He's in this new movie that's out now, The Materialists. He's in a couple commercials. He's in this lookalike contest. But he also...
What's like, the show he's on?
Mandalorian.
Oh, is that it?
I think.
I thought he's on one of the newer... No, I'm sure
oh,
you're
is
right.
On another show?
Well, no, I'm probably wrong.
Oh, yeah, Last of Us. You're
Did
right.
we say Last of Us? Okay,
no, you're right.
There we
so
go.
Last of Us.
Thank you.
Well, spoiler alert, he's not on that show anymore. But, yeah, so he's in a ton of stuff, but he's also... an actor that really didn't hit it till he got a little bit older. So wouldn't you just say yes to everything? No, you don't know when things are going to burn out.
Of course, I get it from a business standpoint. I'm just saying as a viewer, I'm like, geez, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't need you in everything.
But do you think
how many of those things have you seen, though?
Oh, I haven't seen any of them, but even I'm aware he's in a bazillion things.
But if you're his agent, you're just like, yes, yes, yes. Or are you thinking, you know what, maybe we do a little less, and then this will leave people wanting to see you. Like, is this a bad...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Strategy
I
long
think there's
term.
Logic to that.
Yeah.
But no, it seems like from a business standpoint,
strike
it's working
while
well.
The iron's hot,
there
people have said.
There you go.
Pedro number five. I think that's actually Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, it looks exactly like him.
I don't know. This is crazy. So
she looks familiar. Is she also part of their lookout contest?
Somebody from their news team is in like the B-roll that they're showing. So you got three people on the desk. They're all comedians, and they're talking about the guy who does kind of look like Pedro Pascal. Then you have one of the reporters there, and then so they're being funny.
Bianca Peters?
Is this a Bianca Peters lookalike contest? Well, George Guntas from Greenpoint, he beat out nearly 30 other lookalikes to get the title of looking the most like Pedro Pascal. Now, Pascal is booked and busy this summer with his film Materialist, just dropping on Friday, and also The Fantastic Four being released on July 25th. But the contest that took place at Sun Del North Mexican Restaurant on the Lower East Side, as Tashani just said, our very own Bianca Peters was a judge there. Now, the eatery says that the contest came to be because back in 2023, Mr. Pascal said there were no decent Mexican food in the Big Apple.
Like,
oh, yeah, he burned him.
Wow.
He burned him. He said there's no good Mexican food. And they're like, oh, yeah?
Hot take.
2 years from now, we're going to do a lookalike contest. Smoked him.
Long gone.
Yeah. Smoked him. Oh, he's also in Narcos. So he's in another Netflix show.
There you go. Another show.
What are you talking about?
Okay, those are fighting words. But the restaurant also wanted to bring a smile to New Yorkers. Now, Mr. Guntas, he won $50. But here's the best part. A year's supply of burritos.
Oh.
$50 and a year's supply of burritos?
I'll take that.
How many burritos could you eat in a year?
365.
How many?
365.
No, more.
Two a day.
Yeah.
Double it.
Two a day.
Oh, I didn't know if it was limited.
Well, you're going to hear in a second.
Oh, we are limited.
I think it might unfortunately be limited.
Oh, boy.
But these guys, so listen to this.
I wonder if he can take a plus one.
No, you can only have one burrito per week.
And
I understand it's bean and cheese.
So yummy. Delicious.
You may not want to be around Mr.
Yeah, no, he's about to make a joke. He's about to make a fart joke. But basically, they just dump on the competition. They're like, it's $50 burritos for a year. They're like, that's awesome. Can you bring a plus one? No, not only can he not bring a plus one, it's one burrito a week.
And it's just bean and cheese.
That's not burritos for a year. One bean and cheese burrito.
Barely a burrito.
That's terrible.
It's not great.
Four of them for a dollar. Tina's ones.
Right, if I legitimately had unlimited burritos for a year, that I might not be able to think of a greater gift.
I would eat it every lunch and dinner. I'd have no problem.
But one bean and cheese burrito a week.
You're like, sir, you already had yours on Friday. Like,
and, well, wait a minute. And $50.
Yeah, so how many? That's like 50 more burritos.
Kind of like 52 burritos. I'll stick them in the freezer.
It's kind of like your option A, option B yesterday.
Yeah.
Would you rather?
Although really funny, the one guy asked Grok. Would you rather? I had you can only choose one. I had, you know, Betts, Devers, Sale versus all the guys they got for those trades.
Yes.
Grok had a full breakdown.
You want
He's like, well, in the short term. Oh, you want
it?
Well, let me finish this.
Okay, yeah, go for it. I'll give you the Grok.
Oh, yeah. You might
not want to be around Mr. Guntas afterwards.
Yeah, right. I know. Mr. Guntas, keep your Guntas to you. Tashani, it kind of sounded like you were trying to go on a hot date with Mr. Guntas there and get a free burrito or something.
Well, no, but I mean, I'd like to get a free burrito.
Okay. Well, Mr.
Guntas. Hot date. You're always trying to, you know what?
What? I'm stirring the pot.
He's stirring
it up.
He certainly is.
Oh, my. I don't know what's going on set there.
Yeah. Will they or won't they?
Also, then she threw a piece of paper at him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah,
I just heard the crinkling. She threw it?
Very flirtatious.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, look out.
I mean, she likes you.
Look out. what did Grok say about the options? You have the Grok trade?
I do. Option A, Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, Rafael Devers is likely better for immediate impact.
I would have to agree.
Betts is a former MVP. They get in all his numbers, Devers' numbers, Sale's numbers, etc. Option B.
Yeah.
Verdugo, Wong, Downs, Grissom, Hicks, Harrison, Bayo, Tibbs offers youth.
Youth.
But Verdugo's 255 average and Hicks' 423 ERA pale in comparison.
True.
And prospects like Downs have flopped. For winning now, option A is stronger. Option B suits rebuilding, but risks busts as seen in past Red Sox trades. So I think Grok, it's a little convoluted. I think they're going with option A.
They're going A, but they're leaving the door open for B.
They are.
So you can hang on to that, Breslow.
Risky.
Yep. John Henry's like, see? We ran it by our experts. You mean Grok? Yeah, Grok says it's not bad.
What would Carmine say about it? Was that their old computer
program? Carmine
was
great.
Yeah.
All right, so you go. There's the madness today.
Nice. People started texting in whom I would get confused with. The kid from Elf.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. The kid from Elf.
In the Wayne Corbett. Give me a Wayne Corbett jersey. Jones looks like Griffin Dunn, circa 1985. Who's that?
Who's Griffin Dunn?
I don't know. Griffin Dunn.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, there you go. Keith Stevo, who's Jones?
I can see it.
Yeah,
who, Griffin Dunn?
Griffin Dunn.
That makes sense. Who is that?
Griffin Dunn was in a bunch of things. You would see him. He was the teacher in My Girl.
Okay.
He was in Practical Magic?
I remember him from Johnny Dangerously in the 80s with Michael Keaton.
He was in My Girl.
He's in An American Werewolf in London.
How about that?
Well, how about this?
You got a good guy here.
That's a winner.
He played Jack Goodman.
It's very specific to 1985, though, which is what I'm questioning.
So that would be in the film After Hours and Almost You.
Okay,
those are the 85 film.
All right, good.
Oh, he was in Johnny Dangerously.
That's what Billy just said. That?
Billy just said?
Yeah.
And I said My Girl.
Sorry, there's music playing. I can't hear a
thing. No worries.
Okay.
Most people tune out when I talk anyway. It's fine.
That's the madness. Kiefer Madness every day. Every Tuesday, rather, here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to Alex Cora, his role in all of this, because I think Breslow made sure to connect Cora to it. We'll get to it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.